Experiments on permafrost meltwater are helping us better understand climate change. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Aaron Stubbins, associate professor at the University of Georgia's Skidaway Institute of Oceanography, details his research into aquatic carbon cycles.
We studied how the Arctic is responding to global warming and discovered a mechanism that will amplify and accelerate future warming. The Arctic contains a massive amount of organic carbon in permafrost soils. Permafrost soils are soils that have been frozen for thousands of years. Today, these soils are defrosting, and long-frozen permafrost organic carbon has been released into the environment. To find out what happens to this ancient organic carbon when it enters modern rivers, we travel to Siberia, where most of the world's permafrost carbon is stored. We collected water from streams fed by permafrost meltwater. It was immediately obvious these streams drained ancient soils due to the presence of exposed mammoth bones where the water had cut away at the frozen soil. Water samples were collected and filtered immediately to remove bacteria. Back in the laboratory in Siberia, a four-hour boat ride away, the samples were then bottled and natural Siberian bacteria were added back. The bottles were then placed in the dark for 1 month. Over this time, more than half of the organic carbon was used by bacteria. The samples were then frozen and transported to Zurich, Switzerland, where they were radiocarbon dated. The radiocarbon data confirmed what the presence of mammoth bones had suggested. The organic carbon was old, 20,000 years old. After the 1 month experiment, bacteria had consumed 60% of carbon that had been previously frozen away in permafrost soils for thousands of years. As the Arctic warms and permafrost thaws, more of this ancient carbon will be released to rivers and converted into carbon dioxide by bacteria. The carbon dioxide will rapidly transfer from rivers to the atmosphere, driving a positive feedback that will accelerate permafrost thaw and Arctic warming.
That was Aaron Stubbins of the University of Georgia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Maybe harder ions and carbon fibers that never fail. Smarter science mixed with our art alliance.